Grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord, and our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, who is active here in our midst this morning. Amen. If you're here today, it's probably because you are a Christian. And you might miss other Sundays, but today, you know, this is what it's all about, Easter. I mean, we're going to be a Christian. We're going to be at church on Easter if we possibly can. Now, there may be a few of you who are coming to church for the first time or one of the first times. I just want to say welcome to you, because the message I'm going to give today is just as much for you as for anyone else. God doesn't show favoritism towards those who grew up in the church and those who have never been in a church in their life, because he's known you his whole life. He's known you your whole life, I should say. Now, if you've never been baptized, and I know there's a few of you here that really want to be baptized and just haven't yet, let's get it. Let's do it. I mean, I want to encourage you that soon it's going to happen. I want this to be part of your life. But if you've already been baptized, no matter how long ago, I want you to listen today, because I want to remind you of something. Today of all days, this is something that you may have forgotten, but you need to be reminded of. For those of you who have been baptized, I need you to know, did you know that you have already died? Woo! Right. Yeah, that's it. You have already died. I'm not using a metaphor either. I'm being as serious as I can be. If we believe anything at all about baptism, we need to understand that it's about death and life. It's about moving from death to life. In Romans, it says, all of us who were baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into his death. And just in case we don't get the point, it says we were buried, okay? We didn't just die and then wake up. We were buried by baptism into death. Now, what do I mean that you've died? First of all, I'm talking about you, you the sinner, okay? The you who is selfish and self-righteous, you who demands that things be done your own way and believes the world should revolve around you, you, right? You who doubts the existence of God, you who are so sure of your own mental capabilities and reason that you know more than God ever could. The you who hurts others out of pure joy or out of simple and utter ignorance. When you were baptized, you, the sinner, died. That's what Scripture says. You died. And the passage clearly says anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now, let me explain, because I think that this really makes some sense if you think about it. Think about your worst enemy. All right, think about it. The person who hurts you or has hurt you so bad in the past, maybe it's just through words, maybe it's some other way. But imagine if that person died. Okay? They couldn't hurt you anymore, right? If they died. Now, don't get any ideas. I'm not really encouraging you to take them out, all right? But what I'm saying is that if they died, they would no longer be able to sin against you. That's all I'm saying, right? Now, that's all Paul, the writer of Romans, is saying here today. He's saying anyone who has died has been set free from sin. You can no longer sin against God because you've died. In God's sight, that you is dead. The other point he's making is that when you were baptized, you, the sinner, stopped, right? You stopped. How can that be? You may be saying, because I was baptized, and as far as I know, I'm still sinning, all right? Well, it's going to take faith to believe this. It's going to take some faith. Let me remind you of the two things that were present at your baptism. There was water, just plain water, and then a word, a promise from God that you are washed clean, baptized, that's what it means, washed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God named you and claimed you as his own. And what part do you have to play in all this? Well, it's simply faith. You receive it. That's all faith is. It's really, you don't do anything. You're just receiving it. You're taking it all in, right? Baptism isn't just a repair job, you know, where God takes something that's not quite right and sort of fixes it up, you know, makes it look nice and shiny. No, it's complete transformation. It's death and then a new life. A new creation is born. God loves you. When you hear that, when you believe he forgave your sins, when you believe that you're his child forever, you have to understand there's a whole new relationship that started there. And God never backs out on this. Hey, without faith, it's just ordinary water. It's just a bunch of words. But if you trust it, then something extraordinary happens. All right? It's the beginning of a new life out of death. You trust that in his sight, he doesn't look at the old sinner in you. That one's dead, all right? You may linger around a little longer on this earth, but God sees you after this life is all done. And he says, I'm just waiting for that new life to begin. The old you is dead. The new one has come. The passage in Romans says, if we died with Christ, we believe we will also live with him. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Is this simply a mind game? No, God says it will change how you live this life for as long as you've got it. The Bible tells us that once we are baptized, once we have died to sin, we can't live in it any longer. I mean, sure, we can try. We can continue trying to live our lives the way we want to rather than following God. But God says he's not buying it. Okay? He's not buying it. He already sees you on the other side of the grave, and you're with him. Have you ever seen the movie What Dreams May Come? You know, Robin Williams, the late Robin Williams, he dies, but he doesn't want to be dead, so he keeps trying to live and keeps bothering his wife who's still alive, and she's freaking out. It's like he finally has to accept that he's dead. you know, and go to heaven and find things. Of course, the movie goes on, and it's very interesting. But the point is, if you don't know you're dead, it creates problems. You keep trying to live this life that's over. Or in the sixth sense, you remember this is the one where the little boy says, I see dead people, right? This guy, he's dead, but he doesn't know it. And he keeps trying to live his life the way it was, but he's dead. He has to accept that he's dead. So then something new can happen. Count yourselves dead to sin, and then something new can happen. You can start living a different, a new kind of life. Because that's what faith does. It changes us forever. Just like when you look in the face of your newborn child, you can continue trying to live your life the way it was before, but something's changed forever. You love this little guy or this little girl, and nothing can ever change that, right? Well, in the same way, when you have been baptized, consider yourself born again. A new life has begun. I encourage you to start living in this truth. Are you dead? Do you believe that it happened? Because if so, welcome to a new life put into effect on Easter Day. Jesus rose from the dead so that you can be more than just a dead man walking, right? That you can start living the life with God right now. You have opportunities to grow in your relationship to God every single day, not just Sundays and not just Easter. You have chances to share this great news with so many other people you are going to come into contact even with today. And you will see the needs of people around you. Are you going to live the dead life where it was all about you? Or are you going to live a new life with God where he says, share your life with others? If you're dead, sure, you might see some sin in your old eyes, but with the eyes of faith, you realize that those sins just don't define you anymore. Not to God, not to anyone. You are a new you, free and ready to live with Christ forever. Happy Easter. Jesus is risen, and he promises that you